eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, well, well. So we have we have arrived to a certain point, and I know I haven't even introduced the show just yet, you know. But yes, welcome to Denver Hoops and Dreams. I'm your host, Jeremy Nichols, here with Jack Balsley, who was in the building for the Game 5 victory, and I also want it to be known that Jack, as well as Nelson, correctly picked this series. They both correctly said Nuggets in 5. I had the Nuggets in 6. And these guys deserve a whole lot of credit for their belief, right? Their belief in the team. And I know, you know, we usually don't talk about basketball initially, but I just wanted to make sure that that was clear. We start the show off by making sure that you guys get your flowers for correctly picking everything for this particular thing. But Jack, you know how we do it, man. Before we jump into the basketball and the specifics, man, how are you doing? I know you stayed out late last night, but talk to the people. How are you feeling right now?
Oh, I'm exhausted. I've been traveling and then came back to watch the finals and wouldn't take any of it. Like, I would do it all over again, but yeah, I'm exhausted, but happy nonetheless.
Yeah.
How about you, man? How you doing?
Dude, I am, I'm the same way. You know, I think, yes, I've processed the fact that the Nuggets have won. But I think, you know, you still go back in your mind thinking about all the conversations, all of the hype, all of the expectation, right? You know, so yes, we'll talk about all of that in a second. But all of that to say, yes, I'm excited just about, I mean, life is cool right now. I cannot complain. You know, definitely excited to go down to the parade in a couple of days. So, and I'm actually going to see if, I mean, my daughter mentioned she wanted to go, Nice. So, you know, so definitely something that I think, would be exciting for her just to experience it, you know, born in Denver and everything. So it's like, you know, a little trip back home. That's kind of what it is. But no, I'm excited, bro. I cannot complain.
I'm in shock. I mean, like, of course I was there. Of course I got all the emotions out, but I don't know. I feel like since it's their very first, it's still like, it's surreal in the sense of, you know, it's been a team who's never won at all. So the fact that they have, you kind of have to like double take in your head, like when you're thinking about like, oh damn, they actually are. Like,
yeah.
And it's an incredible feeling.
No, it was awesome, man. I think just watching it on TV, and just seeing the feel of the crowd. I mean, I could imagine what went through your mind, right? What went through your mind when KCP grabbed that rebound, started dribbling the ball, and nobody was fouling him? I think that's the moment for me that's when it was like, oh my God, this is it. It's done. We you know, as soon as he caught that ball and started going down to the other side of court, what was going through your mind at that moment?
I mean, pure joy. To your point, it was more of a, I would say the play before, I can't remember, I think it was when they fouled Bruce Brown.
Right.
That to me, that second drain shot was kind of my like peak of like, oh, they did it. Right. But to your point, when you saw that 8-7-6-5, like it was just like it's just this, you know, rush of emotion. Everybody's losing their minds. Everybody was losing their minds, I would say, in that last three-ish minutes. But man, I mean, it was incredible. And I think, I mean, literally you couldn't hear anything in the best way possible. And yeah. we can kind of talk about the game before we talk about like the presentation and everything. But I mean, it's funny because I kind of blacked out the game for how dog poop they played.
Yeah, but, it was bad at first, for
you
sure.
Know,
yeah,
like it's one of those things where you won't remember the game itself because just, I remember they'd always keep putting up on the Jumbotron like 12%, 13% from three, and I wanted to look away, and they had the 50% from the free throw.
Yeah,
like they played awful. Like, you know, there's no sugarcoating it. I mean. Yeah. For some reason, Miami played worse, and I don't know how.
Like
it was just weird because of how bad Denver played, and the fact that Miami was able to be even better, or like to play better but still lost. I don't know. It was weird. It was very weird. Like if I just watched the game, not look at the box score, Jokic would be the only one I thought got double digit points. Like everybody was a brick in everything. MPJ, which is funny. I mean, he was 1 from 6 from. I will say this. I know my head's going everywhere. MPJ's 3-pointer. Everybody lost their mind.
Trust me. I even at home, I did, right? And I even tweeted about it. Like, it's just like this whole finally moment. So I can't imagine what it was like in the arena when he hit that. It was like, oh my God. Like, we haven't seen this in forever.
Yeah, I know. Oh my. It was so funny because it's just like, I mean, and I think they were still down at that point, if I remember correctly.
Yes, but
it was
correct.
Just,
yeah.
It was just funny because, like, it was just like everybody. And I think it really emphasized how much Denver fans are just, they always support the players. Of course, everybody's going to complain about when someone's doing bad. Like, that's just, you know. But I think that, like, the fact that it wasn't met with, like, oh, thank God. Like, everybody was, like just so happy for him. Yeah, I think just a really cool experience because it just seemed like everybody wants, and I mean they still do, they want him to succeed, they want all these guys to succeed, and now we can officially say they did. And I think the fact that they did, and it's funny because MPJ was second most in points, it did not feel like it again, like I said, it didn't feel like anybody but Jokic scored. But I mean it was crazy. I think if we're going to talk recap too, I mean the refs were just
Oh my gosh. Like, I know I got a lot of friends who were not a Nuggets fan or a Heat fan, and they were texting me throughout the game, like, bro, what exactly, like, are they at, like, openly, like, even my stepmom doesn't even really watch basketball that much. Yeah. She watched this game because I had, you know, hyped it up, and I was like, yo, the Nuggets is about to win this whole thing. And I've been telling her that for years. And, you know, when she called me, I want to say midway through the fourth, right? Right after the whole Jimmy Butler kicking AG in the nuts moment. God. And then they reviewed it and still called it on him. She called me immediately and was like, yo, are they trying to take this away from the Nuggets? Like, in my mind, I was like, thank you.
Yeah, because
like, I thought I was tripping, or, you know, as a Nuggets fan, we got our biases. We all
do.
But for her, who's like, I'm talking about, she don't care about who wins in any facet. Yeah. When she noticed that dude, I was sitting there like, dude, y'all cannot be trying to do this to the Nuggets, man. I understand the Nuggets have not played well tonight, but you don't do it that way. You know, that phrase from the first Matrix movie, not like this. That's what I felt. It's like, dude, not like this. Like, if we lose it, let us lose the game flat out fair. Don't bring the refs and start trying to screw the Nuggets with this. But that was wild, man.
Well, and I mean, I think it was that call. I mean, I think it was just more, it was like, it was just wild. And just, it was one of those things where I would say 9 times out of 10, if I'm at a sporting event or even just watching it on TV, you watch it, you think, how is that a foul? And then, you know, as much as you want to admit, then there's like, okay, at least you can see where they're coming from. Sometimes it's still BS, but you can sometimes be like, all
right,
I guess maybe textbook he fouled him. But there,
Not at all.
The whole stadium, and I mean, yeah, for good reason, you're in Denver, but like everybody was just losing their minds about like what is even happening. Like,
yeah,
like in what world is that a foul? And I know Denver still shot more free throws, of course, at a way worse clip, but it just felt, I think the Heat were getting the calls in the most crucial moments.
Right.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
And I just think that that's why, like, it was more, I think, to me, the refs were more blatant in that sense. And of course, I mean, it's a basketball game. There's going to be calls throughout where you're like, what are you doing? What are you doing? But that, I mean, I feel like encompassed the night of like, you're really giving them that. I mean, Jimmy Butler had 21 points and 9 of them were from free throws. I mean, it's funny because he played bad and he's not one of those, like, I'm not going to give him too much crap for it, but like that, I think I would double check a couple times. And I think it was until, I would say around the 7 minute mark of the fourth, and he was still at 8 points, right, or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I kept double checking like a cartoon. I was like, Jimmy Butler's at 8 points. Like, what's happening?
Yeah.
He's terrible,
man.
But it just showed that, like, you know, Denver played bad, but the Heat played worse, at least in the closing minutes, I would say was the biggest thing. And I was telling Nelson, like, oh, the Nuggets are going to do one of their third quarter dominating, or like, I was hoping for like another 39 point third quarter. And of course they still outscored them in the third, but Denver shooting or scoring 22 in the first two. I was like, uh-oh, like this isn't looking good. But I think the other play I do want to give flowers to on the Heat is Kyle Lowry. That man, when they need, I mean, the four field goals he made were his three pointers, but it felt like he hit them exactly when they needed it.
Right.
Just for everybody else to drop bomb or,
you know, I'm not giving him any flowers solely because of his style of play. Now, I will agree with exactly what you just said. He did do some things for their team in timely moments.
Yeah.
But me, I cannot morally sit here and give Kyle Lowry any flowers because of his tactics and the way that he went about it. Because, like, I'm talking about, it's his style of play. He did a lot of the Chris Paul stuff, right? Yeah. It was the okay, well, I may not be able to beat you, but I'm gonna try to outsmart you by causing the refs and causing these certain things. Because it's like even there was one play I remember where he jumped up and then he threw his body essentially into, I believe it was Aaron Gordon, right? Aaron Gordon contested one of his shots. Like, he threw his body into him and he laid on the floor looking at the refs like,
yeah,
bro, we like you. You know the meme, right? Like you don't know we can see you, right? We can see what you just tried to do. Yeah, so for me, I was just like, dude, like, come on, Kyle. Like, we saw you play in Toronto and all these different moments. You won your championship, and we get that each team needs to have one of those savvy vets who does different things. That's great.
For sure.
But don't do it to that level. You know what I mean? Like, it's like don't try to ruin the game. And I think that's where I came from with it when it comes to Kyle Lowry. That part of it was a little annoying, but listen, I mean, he hit those threes, right? Like, he hit those threes, he made those passes. So I give him credit for those, but just overall, dude, I just don't like it's the way he be playing now, man. I don't like it.
Yeah, that's fair. I might be more nostalgic than everything because I love the Raptors. But it was crazy. I mean, AG was in foul trouble. I think it was, he was at three at half.
He was.
Or something like that. Yep. And it just, man, to that point, I think it was the fact that like they kept playing. Because Christian Brown played 24 minutes. So, that was kind of a bummer. Just like, I'd wanted to see AG play more. Not that like, I mean, I get why he didn't. But it was funny. And this is shout out to Nelson. I kind of wish he was on, but we can talk about it when he's there too. But shout out to Nelson. He was right for like three times. Nuggets went to the line. He was like, all right, Christian's shooting 1-for-2. All right, AG shooting 1-for-2. And he nailed it. But another funny part was during the last – it was when Bruce Brown was shooting his final free throws.
Yeah.
And when he sank both of them, I remember Nelson was sitting down, like head in his hands. Not that he thought we were losing, but because they were up 90 to 89 or something like that. Nelson, his head was in his hands. He was just hoping. He heard the one going. He cheered, or like we all cheered, and like I could tell he was a little bit more like, yeah. but then I remember the second that second ball hit right in the basket, Nelson just, because he heard, of course, he hears the kind, he just sprung up. Because like it was, I mean, I feel like to your point, the KCP dribbling out was like, you know, that's yeah, when it was yeah. it. But I think everybody knew that the second that Bruce moment, Brown hit yeah, those, it yeah. was, it was locked up. So, I mean, cause I think they had 24 seconds left after that. Denver was up by 3. Like it was a tall order for the Heat, and they already were having a bad night, and the Nuggets yeah. just, you know, did what they did best and locked them down in the fourth, and we're champions, baby.
We are champions, man. And I don't know if you saw the clip of them singing that in the locker room. It was beautiful.
We sang it out in the stadium.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure, man. Dude, I mean, just seeing it last night and, you know, just going back to the game.
Yeah.
That block that Aaron Gordon got on Kyle Lowry.
Yeah.
That was beautiful, man.
Yes, yes.
I can't imagine like how you guys, because I heard the crowd erupt. But yeah. of course, you know, when I went to game one, like I understand, like, yes, you hear it at a certain level on TV, yeah. but when you're in it, it's different.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right. So I yelled when yeah. he blocked that shot like that. So I can't yeah. imagine what it was yeah. like.
Oh, it was amazing. And I think, you know, that's one thing I always forget about when you go to the actual stadium is just like you're at home, you see KCP drain a three the way he did in a crucial moment. And of course at home, Amy and Clinton are like, hell yeah. But when you're there, it seems like they're up by 40, even if they're down. And mm-hmm. I think that's just in a test. And I already kind of mentioned it to start, but just, you know, how much you love the team, how much you love the fans. And I tweeted about this too. And I want to make sure I go before I want to make sure I say it, but shout out to the Heat. I mean, you know, you kind of, maybe Kyle Lowry's a little bit saucy there, but the whole series, I feel like I was just able to watch the Nuggets, go on Twitter, watch, like, just talk about the Nuggets. Like, I feel like series prior, it was, oh, this guy's talking this smack, this guy's talking this smack. And I will give credit to the Heat fans, and just I feel like the Heat players as well. And I know I talked about this in a podcast previously, since they're, I feel like, similar makeup teams, mm-hmm. or the team that's similar makeup, but it felt very just, it felt, if all teams to beat, I feel like I was very happy the Heat were one of them, because it just felt like a very classy series.
Right.
I don't know how you feel about that.
No, I agree. Because yes, I mean, of course, you find your bad apples within any group, but for the most part, I mean, most of the Heat fans that I, you know, came in contact with, most of them were pretty cool, you know. Yeah. And just, you know, I was doing a Spaces this morning with, or I was on an app called Amp, my guy Chris, he does a lot of Spaces and stuff. He has like a lot of NBA players and stuff go into those as well.
Yeah.
And so he brought me on, and he was like, man, we gotta give you your flowers and all this stuff. But what he did was he had me talking to, like, a lot of people came up and they were asking me questions, right? Yeah. A lot of, and Heat fans were included in that. And for the most part, I mean, everything was pretty respectful. You know, everybody was like, you know what, man? You know, the Nuggets, they were just the better team, right? Yeah. And that's just what it came down to, because the way I see it was this. If the Miami Heat were playing against anybody else, I would have rooted for the Heat.
Yeah.
Right. Because it's like, I think that's where it comes down to for me, because I respect Jimmy Butler, right? Like, I think as a player, and what I alluded to on the talking to them this morning was his relationship with the late Demaryius Thomas, right? And I think for me, that ever since I found out about that bond, I think that has been something special for me. I've always kind of revered Jimmy, right? As a guy, it's like, man, because even in that moment, I was like, dude, you got to get Jimmy to Denver now.
Yeah,
you know, just that connection with DT. So I respect Jimmy, man. I respect the fact that he does it the right way, the way, in my opinion, I think He plays the right way. He doesn't do all that extra stuff, you know. And I think you said it correctly. The Heat feel like a team that they were essentially built. Of course, I know Jimmy was not drafted by them and all that stuff, but it's just the aesthetics of the team, right? It's not this huge super team. It's just a lot of different guys who bring their skills together and they complement each other. And I think that's where the comparison lies with the Heat for me. And, you know, they got a very, very good player in Jimmy Butler who can do a lot. And I like Bam Adebayo. I thought Bam played really well in this series. He just met up with one of the guys who's just better than him. And that is just what it is, you know. But I thought it was an excellent series, man, from top to bottom.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was just more lack of depth from Miami, obviously. Correct. I just think that, you know, Max Strus and Gabe Vincent, not going to say that they can't be stars, but I just think they need to do a lot more for Butler and Adebayo. I don't think that they have
built enough. Yeah, they were very inconsistent. Them. Yeah. Fair.
And I just think, because it was, I mean, every game you look and it's Butler, Adebayo, at least 20, and then everybody else maybe might get a 20, five, might seven. Get a five. Yeah. Like, yeah. Like zero. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so, I mean, Max Strus, I think ever since he talked smack about the Celtics, man, there was three games where he didn't make a shot.
Correct.
Two, three.
I think it was two, but I think there was another one where he still scored like 5 points.
Yeah.
It was just,
so it's like that where it's like, it just, again, I just think at least as of right now, he might be a better role player, but I mean, we don't have to go in depth with the Heat, but I just think that, you know, again, this was just a series of dominance. I mean, the fact that the Heat's their only win was the only time they scored 100 points is crazy. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that's just impressive on the Nuggets end defensively, considering the Nuggets' biggest Achilles heel, I would say, for the past couple playoff runs, minus injuries, was their defense. And I just think that I was a little surprised Denver couldn't shoot up to 120. I mean, for how explosive their offense is, but again, that's just more credit to the Heat's defense. But yeah, I mean, it was just both of these teams. And I mean, they talked about it before, but like the super team era is kind of dead. I mean, you see teams like the Suns trying to add them in, but like the Bucks with Giannis, they won based off of a built team. The Heat are getting to the finals off a built team. Nuggets, of course, won it with a built team. And it's so much more respectable. Because it's not like let's dump the roster because we want to get this big name for our market. Let's create those big names for the market. And you got it with the win. And it's just, I mean, you can't say nothing but nice things about the Nuggets right now, especially as a fan, because they just dominated the gentleman's sweep, which I couldn't have asked. Even if I wasn't at the game, I was just praying that they would win at home.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that for a team to never win it, that's just that much more special. I think for teams like the freaking Celtics and Lakers, where they're like, oh, let's fight for 18. It's like, okay, win it wherever. Like, win it wherever. Yeah. But the Nuggets winning at home. And then just to go into that, the whole celebration afterwards, I mean, absolutely nuts. Everybody was just couldn't stop screaming in the best way possible. What was really cool, actually, Nelson and I kind of pointed out, you got these wrists. I don't know if you got it. Let me know if you did. We got these wristbands.
The ones that light up?
Yeah.
And it goes according with everybody else in the arena.
I thought that was genius. Like, just in the sense of, like, hyping fans up or if they dim the lights, they can shoot all the bracelets up.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
I thought that was just pretty cool. Just, like, another thing. I mean, bummed. I'm jealous you got the T-shirt, but we got the towel. Which I was kind of surprised on a business standpoint, like, you can afford T-shirts for every home game, but whatever.
Yeah,
of course you can. they're better than the Heat's towels of the.
But here's the thing, though. If you really look at it from a marketing perspective, the Nuggets part wasn't struck out, so it's still legit. Yeah, I would still hold that jersey right now because that towel, because Denver is the full word. So
maybe Wade, I think Wade said he was trying to go to games, so hopefully
I'm pretty sure he did. I'm pretty sure I do remember seeing.
Towel.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I saw Wade tweet that he was at the game, and I know a number of people got you know the towels while they were out there, like traveling with the team and whatnot. So. Amen. That was just incredible, man.
But just to see the confetti, the cannon shooting at is funny, because even after they're all wrapped up, they just like shot it out one more time for a more reigning confetti. And it was just I think funny enough, once of course all of our emotions died down and we were starting to leave, I think my next excited thing was to go home and just watch all the celebrations in the locker room.
Of course,
But before that, I mean the funniest thing, you couldn't hear Jokic's speech, which is kind of a bummer. I had to watch it online afterwards.
Yeah.
Because you know, he's a very quiet talker, and then everybody was just losing their stuff over everything. So mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, but just hearing everybody, I think I would say the most emotional moment, even not for people on Twitter, not even people in the building, of course, was Jamal tearing up and, you know, just feeling that
was expected.
Yeah. I mean, just feeling that pride of especially because I didn't know the story about, you know, like feeling like damaged goods and all that.
Oh,
until,
yeah.
Until the end of this season. Mm-hmm. So the fact that that was up there, or the fact that that was lingering without our knowledge, or like just the fact that it all worked out. I think that's the coolest, like that's the best way to sum it out, is it all worked out for this team. And they of all the teams and or of all the players on the team, I mean, besides Jokic, Murray, and I would say Gordon, the person, I don't know why, but the person I was most happy for was DeAndre Jordan.
Ah, yeah. I'm not mad at that.
And
yeah.
It's because I think he wears his heart on his sleeve, and you know he is there to be he's there for everybody.
He's a team first guy. Absolutely. Exactly.
Like he could care less that he got 0 points tonight. Like if they won the championship because of it, perfect. And I think for him, Ish, and of course, I think Reggie, well, I mean, Gordon, but like if the bench.
Reggie Jackson, man.
Yeah. I mean, like just all of those vets, just where they went, especially how many journeymen Denver had this year.
Yeah.
With mm-hmm. Green, Jordan, and Ish, to see them hoisted up, like it was just incredible. And then guys like Chanchar and Najee, to have them who know, like they've been through the stuff with Denver and have seen the turnaround and have been close. But so just. Every single guy I saw hold a trophy, to me, maybe the rookies, I mean, like, I know they'll cherish it, but it's like, you know, it's not, I mean, it's earned, but in the sense of like career earned, it's not earned. Yeah. Anyways, but like with all the other guys, it was more just like they've been working their asses off for years.
Yeah.
And just to see each of their individual trophies and how proud they are of it, no matter how many points they scored, everybody earned it based on some point of their career. So, I mean, it was just, the heartwarmingness of these guys is just awesome.
No, I agree. I mean, I felt so good for them, and I love the fact that when they were doing just the post game, like even photography, right? Yeah. They separated themselves and they were like, you know what, us three, we got to take pictures together just to say we're the vets. We are these guys who went around the league, like you said, journeymen, and we are finally cemented now. We finally have the championship that has eluded us for how long, right? So I thought that was beautiful to see. You know, Ish looks so happy, man. Jeff Green looks so happy. And like you're really sitting there like really proud of these guys because they pushed through and they got onto a team that they truly believed in. Because here's the thing. We give a lot of credit to the players who play. And of course, they do deserve that, right?
Yeah.
But I don't think we see all of the moments, the little short – let me pull Jokic to the side and tell him, hey, this is what. DeAndre Jordan talking to Jamal Murray or Ish Smith saying, hey, man, when I was in this place, this is how they dealt with this in this moment. Yeah. And those things really clicking in like Jamal Murray's head, MPJ's head. Like we don't see that side of things. Yeah. Right. And I think that is the stuff that really makes this stuff go, because think about this. There has to be a reason that Udonis Haslem is still sitting on that bench from Miami. Right? No, seriously. Like
averaging 0.2 minutes a game.
Right. Like he doesn't play. Let's be real. He does not play.
Of course.
But there is a reason that he's still there and is still being paid, because he's bringing some level of value to that team and to those younger guys to help them get to a particular level. Because one, he's been there before, and two, he understands the moment. Right. He's played with some greats. He's played with and he, at one point he was a pretty good player himself. Right. So those types of players, you need them on your teams, because it can't just be only young guys. Yeah. You know, if it's only young guys, it's going to be this whole rebellious thing where nobody could tell anybody this and nobody's been through. No, you got to go through something, bro. And that's a life lesson.
right? Yeah. Like that is an actual life lesson. Like we got to be able to experience some stuff so that when we get to that moment, it'll be extra sweet, right? So I thought that was cool. And even seeing, I saw Thomas Bryant, who obviously didn't play, he didn't play what at all in the playoffs, but
no, he played last night. He played last game.
Yeah.
I think he got a little, he got that creepy little amount of,
I saw it. Cause I thought it was DeAndre. I'm pretty sure I saw DeAndre play for like half a minute. And then that was it. But I think just seeing Thomas like after the fact, right? They interviewed him and whatnot, and they were just asking him like how he feels, and he was like, you know what? I'm a champion.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and to think about what he went through, obviously going from the Wizards, then going to the Lakers, you know, being the bench guy, but then thriving when Anthony Davis was down with his injuries, and then AD came back, and then he wasn't getting any more time, and then he wanted out, and then came to Denver, but essentially still kind of being in a similar situation because he didn't get a lot of time in Denver. But what he did find was a championship ring.
Yep.
That's what he found, you know? And I think no matter what you went through in that whole situation or how you felt about the minutes disparity and all that type of stuff, at the end of the day, you walked away with a ring and nobody can take that away from you now. And that's what they asked him. He was like, you know what? Y'all gonna have to refer to me as champion now. It doesn't matter how much you did or didn't play. You played a role in this team being in the situation, and that even goes to practice, right? They had Jokic and these guys got to practice against somebody. I'm sure they practice against Thomas Bryant, and they have them duplicating other players and certain styles. Like these things all go into preparation for where they are now. So I think that's the side of basketball we don't really talk about a lot because it's the part we don't see, right? Yeah. So, but dude, I'm excited, man. I think it feels good. Like it really feels good knowing that the Nuggets, like and for us too, like as a group, starting this podcast and doing all these different things and being able to talk about this stuff, and for us to get to this place where we're like, all of those conversations we had.
Yeah.
It ended in a championship. That is unbelievable, man. Yeah, it's crazy.
We got to do a Broncos podcast for this season because they're in a
drought. Yeah.
But it's just amazing. I think one of my favorite moments of the night is Jokic winning MVP and forgetting the trophy, or he just left it on. I don't know if they showed that on TV, but he just left it on the stage and he just like went back to his family and of course expected. I would say the biggest thing I liked was I think KCP is the only one who has a ring previously,
right?
If that's correct, and I don't know how many
teams
had a previous one,
correct? Yeah,
I don't know how many teams have that's been the case because I mean, of course, like in the NFL, it's easier because 52 instead of however 15, but
right,
I feel like that's such more of a bonding experience than it could have been. Cause I mean, if you got the Lakers or, especially like the Boston Celtics in the 60s, like, of course you're all bonded by that ring and you'll all forever be like that team together at one point. But for it to be your first and for it to be everybody's first, and KCP, of course, I mean, he's not a cocky guy. So to him, it's just as special, but for it to be everybody's first ring, I mean, I feel like that just connects you on a whole different level because
it does. Yeah.
Because I mean, no one was able to get to that peak and you all got it to it together. And, like you said, there's been so much adversity for all of these guys at one point in their career. I mean, whether it be off the court or on the court, I just think that they have finally, like they can finally have that inner peace. And of course, we want them to not be done. We want a dynasty here in Denver, but of course, just cherish the moment now. I mean, even when they won the Western Conference Finals, how Malone was like, enjoy the night, but that's not it. That's not the goal. And now that they got the goal, the next goal is to get another one. And it's that repetition. But I think right now it's just so important to be in the moment, both as a player, as a fan, and just be so happy with the fact that they got to where they've been wanting to go for 47 years. And they just, at the city of Denver was electric. Everybody was honking their horns. Nelson and I walked like 8 miles to get back to the hotel. Or not 8 miles, like we just walked a bunch. When I was driving through Denver to get back home, like everywhere was just so excited. And, you know, everybody, every time anybody saw someone with a Nuggets shirt, everybody was just losing their minds. And the city is just, they deserve it based on, because of the market of the Denver Nuggets, championships are that much more special. And because, you know, they don't get the recognition that they normally either deserve or, you know, have, you know, been trying to get, and just bringing it in. And I don't know how Stan Kroenke does it. I wonder if he can buy out the Broncos.
He is insane. Like I just saw like the list within the last year and a half. I mean, his teams, the Rams, the Avs, the Mammoth, and the Nuggets, bro, that don't even make, as a owner.
I know.
That is crazy.
It's nuts. And then when I saw him there too, like it just seemed like, I don't know. He seemed like he was getting comfortable with it. You know what I mean?
He was.
Of course he's happy for everybody, but it seemed more like he was more just like, yeah, they did it. Like there's more tropes. And I think it was because he was kind of like, I've seen it before the past couple years, every year. So
he's not new to that dance.
He was getting tired of championship speeches, but yeah, man, it was great. It's funny how Bruce Brown held the MVP trophy for the photo, cause Jokic was off of his daughter and stuff. The whole dynamic, I know that's kind of been the whole, you know, antithesis of this podcast, of this episode, is just the whole team. They've been their same personalities all season, and they're not over the top, and they only are when it matters most, and that's when they won a championship, and they just did it. And so like I see AG posting a bunch now, and I see, you know, Reggie Jackson posting a bunch now, guys who are typically like not crazy on social media, and like, talk your stuff now. You did it.
Oh,
you
earned it. Trust me, I get that, because I did something last night very similar, right? Like, I mean, everybody who follows the show and you know, just like us on Twitter, like I'm pretty even keel, like the way that I tweet about stuff. And yes, I can have opinions and stuff here and there,
for sure,
but I don't really talk a lot of trash, right?
Yeah.
Up until last night. I felt it was necessary, you know, because I made this video. You know, and I titled it "Message to All Nuggets Fans," right? Because I thought it was necessary just to speak a certain way and not allow people, because, you know, and trust me, I've seen it yesterday too, where somebody was like, "Oh, why are the Nuggets fans so happy about?" What do you mean? Why are we so happy? Like, are you you're a bandwagon Lakers fan who's this and that and this and that, but all of a sudden, because a franchise just won their first ring, we can't celebrate that?
Yeah.
Are y'all out of y'all mind? Like, no, we have every right to do this, because for all these years, and just like I said in the video, for all these years, man, we heard everybody talk all this trash about the Nuggets. Oh, y'all could, even going back to the George Karl days, like, yeah, you can just get to the playoffs, but you always lose in the first round, or you get to this place and you never do anything when it really matters. And, you know, like we heard that for a very long time, right? So at the end of the day, I am going to enjoy the heck out of this. I cannot wait for the parade. You know, it's going to be a cool moment just to share with like other Nuggets fans again. And man, it just feels like I've been down to Denver so many times as of late.
We miss you.
Amen. No, it's fun, man. But I'm really looking forward to coming out there again and just being, you know, being around everybody who's like-minded. Of course, I do have to mention, obviously, that stuff that happened last night after the fact, like they did mention that there was some violence going on. Now, see, that's the other side of this stuff where it's just like, bro, don't mess up a good thing, man. We just did something amazing, something that's never been done in franchise history. Don't then turn it into something nasty, because I did see videos of like people tossing chairs and scooters and all types of stuff downtown. And then, of course, they mentioned that there was a shooting that happened. Like this is what I'm talking about. It's like something amazing just happened and we all got a chance to witness. Do not ruin it with this garbage, bro. You know, I think like, because you that puts a stain on what's happening here. We got to be better than that, you know. And, you know, I just felt like it was necessary to mention that. But
yeah, for sure.
It's no matter what, man, it's
It's a great feeling, and I know we're about to get up out of here, but it's a beautiful thing just knowing that the Nuggets are NBA champions of the world.
Love it.
And nobody can say anything to us until next year at this time.
Exactly. we can just say it again.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No, yeah, that's what I'm saying, because I did end my video that way. I said, and I hope y'all know we're coming back for it next year too.
Yes, sir.
You know, because yes, that's how I feel, because here's the thing. Even when Nikola Jokic did his interview earlier today with Malika Andrews, and she asked him, you know, in reference to when he, like after the Western Conference Finals win against the Lakers, how he felt it would have been bigger, right? But I think in this moment, he's excited, but I just realized that Jokic just shows his excitement in other ways. It's just not like the average person. And
exactly.
But he did mention that. He kind of alluded to it. I don't know if he fully said it, but it almost seemed as though he was just like, "Oh, no, there's more.
Yeah,
there's more that's coming with this." And of course, Michael Malone said that, you know, to you guys in the crowd last night. You know, when he was giving his speech. Mind you, that trophy was so fresh, and he was already saying that we not done. We want more.
Yeah.
You know, so I thought that was really, really cool. And you know what? Really, something really gave me goosebumps last night, man. I saw a video of Nikola Jokic's wife, right? Mm. And it's like with her, because it's this thing that we don't see from him. It's like this the emotion and the yelling of, you know, that real passion. And when the Nuggets finally won, officially won, they showed her in the crowd and they did a slow motion video of his wife holding their daughter and with her arm in the air, and she's just like yelling at the top of her lungs. And I'm sitting there like, bro, this, like, I got goosebumps right now. Like, this is such a cool moment, right? So, because it's almost, like I said before, it's almost like she was giving off the emotion for him that we don't really see from him, right? But it was just hilarious that he ended the whole night talking about, when's the parade? And they said Thursday. And he's like, what? No, I got to go home. And they were like, no, you can go home on Friday. And he was like, okay.
Yeah.
You know, but like, all he's thinking about right now is his horses, man. So,
yeah,
I thought that was cool. But listen, man, Jack, I appreciate you getting on here and sharing your thoughts and being in the arena, just letting us in to what you went through and experienced while you were there. Because like I said, it is a different experience watching it on TV than it is being in the arena, because you miss all the nuances, the little middle pieces, you know, the halftime shows and the little different things that they do. But yeah, man, I'm going to make sure that we're going to do another one later on. Well, tomorrow, because I want to get Nelson on here, see how Nelson feels, get some more Nuggets fans on here. We're going to do a decent amount of stuff throughout this week, because I want people to be able to have a platform to really express themselves and just, you know, tell us how they feel about what just happened, because this is huge. Right. Yeah. And hey, man, we going to see what's happening. But Jack, you got any last words before we head up out of here, bro?
Go Nuggets.
Go Nuggets, and we want another one next year, y'all.
Yes, sir. See you guys.
Absolutely, guys.